is that right?
Right. So he can't, he's not going to be able to grow anything on this right of way?
You can grow like corn and non-rooted
annuals.
Yeah. Stuff. But you can't plant trees.
Nothing with roots.
You can't put any fixtures.
Right.
Structures.
You can't really do anything with
it. No, it's out of play.
It's out of play.
Yeah.
That's correct to say that, right?
It's out of play.
Okay.
Yeah, it's out of play.
That's the other thing. Like, if you add up the acreage, it's out of play, like you say. That's the thing that just stuns me is, like, you're never going to do anything with this again.
And that's what I tried to tell the community.
Right.
The commissioners. Hello, you guys aren't, you're not fully grasping this. You're losing prime agriculture property.
Taxable.
Taxable, developable, future usable property is gone.
Right.
And not only that, but look at it as a community. We have zoning.
Right.
And we have laws and rules to govern so that, you know, everybody lives happy together and it maintains a certain way of life.
Yeah.
And we have a third, an outside company legally can come in here and just violate all those rules and regulations. I could never put a pipe bomb factory in my backyard.
Right.
I'd be in jail.
Right.
I can't even cut down certain trees or dig a hole or, you know, if I have a wetland area,
right,
I don't dare touch it.
Right.
But yet these guys can come rip through and destroy whatever they want. And somehow it's legal because I've got a FERC process that makes it okay.
Right.
And what's this?
Well, I mean, if you add up all the acres at this right of way, I mean, it's just, it also, it seems to me like, and this is what I've been arguing since I've been working with Frack Tracker is like, because I'm really focused, the reason I contacted you and the reason I'm interested in pipelines isn't necessarily for some of the reasons that people are concerned. To me, it's a matter of land use. It's
yes.
a matter of cumulative understanding of the total quantity of acres allocated to this industry has been poorly underestimated to the point of like, it's just not even a number that, and like the oil and gas industry has been brilliant at saying, this is what, this is, here, let me define fracking for you. It's a 5-acre well pad in Belmont County. That's it.
Right.
Oh, so it's not this? No, it's not that. That's pipeline. Well, wait a minute. They didn't have you. Well, it's not injection wells. It's not compressor stations. It's not this big cracker plant. It's not? Yeah, it's all, you're all, you all need each other. And for me, it's also been one of those things like, one, it's one thing to say, hey, a coal mine is bad, right? A strip mine, because I did research on strip mine in Virginia and Kentucky for a long time. They're like point sources, you know, like there's point and non-point sources of pollution. Coal mines are like, to me, they're like the point sources. Like, that's the evil coal mine right over there. I see it. I know its perimeter.
Right.
Even if it's underground, but if it's a surface mine, it's doing bad stuff. Because
right.
I know where it is. I know it's brown. Mm-hmm. This is so diffuse, it's almost brilliant in a way, right? Because it's like...
And then add on top of that, the fact that it's not even needed.
Right.
They're overbuilding.
Right.
I just saw another article today. I mean, it's the capacity, takeaway capacity is way more than we need.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, so now we have a federal record.
What does that tell you? That tells you there's another market that needs it.
Yes, exactly. But even
not our
then,
market.
But they could still put that same capacity on Rover.
That's true. That's true.
They didn't need to ruin all this land for Nexus.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, they've...
That's the thing.
Yeah, they've been saying for years, I mean, for at least 4 or 5 years, it's time and again, it's, if you build these pipelines, we can unleash the power of this revolution. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, so let me see. The revolution is that the guys that drill and the guys that carry the gas get rich.
Right.
And then the guy that buys gas pays more.
Right. Right.
Excuse me, but I'd rather keep it holed up
right
in the ground and keep the price low.
Right.
And, oh, by the way, I don't even use gas. I'm all electric geothermal.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
You're geothermal here?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. Wow. That's, boy, that must have been an investment.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad at the time. Building a new house, you know, super insulated, do all the right things. And
oh, wow.
It works great.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I mean,
I don't even get to use it.
Yeah, I mean, the fracking conversation in Ohio, and or just nationally, has just been... It's just like a kick the can down the road thing, right? It's just like, you're just... And because I go to Europe, I've been to... Well, I was in Europe for a couple of weeks, a couple of years ago, to talk to folks. It's amazing when you think about your point exactly. Like, there's so many people there that But they don't, they think about something like this the way that you want people to think about it. Because they're like, the population density is so high, the idea that we are going to have a bunch of trucks, brine trucks and sand trucks and pipelines going through narrow country roads with a lot of people, that's anathema to them. But here it's just like, eventually we'll find someone that'll take us up on it. Yeah. Wow. It's crazy.
What a mess, huh?
It really, really, really is.
I mean, it's just heartbreaking to see what they did.
Yeah. Yeah, and I see what you're talking about with the, like, can you have just... But would you have been okay if it was just over there? I mean, you're still risking...
I would have been better.
Right.
Because you wouldn't have...
You're basically talking about best practices,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, would I rather not have it at all? Sure.
Right.
Would I rather not have to push it on somebody else? Absolutely. Right. But by the same token, it's farm.
Is that a deer stand right there? Or
yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, can we walk down here a little?
All the way around.
So did you cut this stuff down, or they?
No, they came through in the fall, leveled everything because you know they had their window, tree cutting window.
Because of the bats.
Yep. Which is funny. They're cutting trees even now in Green, and people are getting all up in arms. It's outside the bat season. Oh, but you silly people! They have a contingency plan filed with FERC, which makes it okay.
Oh.
Because why is it okay? Well, because it's in an area that they've never seen bats there before. So.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. It's just a joke.
Well, you keep doing this, you won't see those bats anywhere.
Yeah.
So you guys will be good.
Yeah. They just came through in the fall. They had like 5 or 6 guys. This is what I got aerial view of from my drone. They just came through with chainsaws. Like, just
brush hogged it.
Or chainsaws. Just guys in chainsaws.
Yeah. And what company was that? Like a Davy or something, or is that a?
No, it was just guys from Pennsylvania, actually.
Oh. Okay.
More Ohio jobs.
Yeah.
It won't be. Ohioans don't know how to work chainsaws.
Oh come on, yeah, I know. I know. You would think Ohioans were like a lot of smart people. It's not that complicated.
Crazy.
Yeah.
This is gonna be a mess back here one day. Yep, then we got a dead deer over here that fell in a hole and broke its leg and died.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where is it?
I left it for the Nexus guys to come through. They can...
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Food source for the coyotes.
Wow.
Which there are many of.
That's
pretty gross.
That's a rough way to go.
Yeah.